The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his way of righteousness, and all these other things will be provided. What each one of us really needs to ask in the depth of our heart is, am I truly seeking first the kingdom of God? That doesn't mean, is the Lord important in my life? It's obvious, you wouldn't be here if you weren't. The question is, am I seeking that first? And even if we're seeking that kind of as a priority, how many other priorities do we have? If we can't serve both God and Mammon, then we can't serve God, Mammon, and about three or four or five other things too. Are we truly, with our whole heart and soul and strength, seeking the kingdom of God? If you're like most Americans, the answer is no. We don't really trust him. We say that we believe in him, but when push comes to shove, we start to falter. We question, we wonder, we doubt, and we don't trust. And so we really need to look at that, because this is absolutely critical. If you can't serve God and Mammon, you can't serve God and Satan. You can't serve God and self. You can't serve God and anything else. We have to be about striving to do the will of God. We have to be about striving to become holy. If we are going to do that, when you look at the lives of the saints, what does God do? Tends to take all this stuff away from them. It was such to the point that the religious would even make a vow of poverty and chastity and obedience, because those things could so easily get in the way. Their selfishness could stand between them and God. And so the Lord would take all that away, because they had to learn to rely on him alone. And when they had God alone, they had everything. Because St. Paul says it so simply, God is all in all. Period. When you have God, you have everything, because everything exists within God. But if you're trying to hold on to something, then you don't have God in his fullness, because you're hanging on to some created thing, some material thing. So do we want just this thing? Or would we be better off with everything? But again, if you look at it, we talked about this the other day, children don't worry about all these sorts of things. They just trust that everything's going to be taken care of. If we can trust our parents when we're little to take care of all these things, why don't we trust our Heavenly Father that he'll take care of all of these things? Again, that doesn't mean we can be a quietist, meaning somebody who just sort of wants to lay on their bed and say, oh, God will take care of everything. I don't have to worry about a thing. No, we have our part to do. But if we're seeking God, we're striving, we're working in that direction, then we trust that he's going to provide what we need, just as our parents did when we were young. Except God will do it more perfectly. Won't always do it the way we want it. If we haven't been purified yet, yeah, we've still got a ways to go. But if we're truly seeking him, then he'll handle everything else. We don't need to be worried about all these things. That's exactly what Jesus said. Don't be anxious. So we look at what's happening in the world right now, and we have lots of people filled with anxiety. For what? Because we don't know where the food's going to come from. What if the economy crashes and my money's not worth anything? Praise the Lord if that happens. Well, that's not the American way, I understand. It's the divine way. Because then we will rely on God and not on mammon. What a novel concept. We think that as long as we have the blasted money, that we don't really need God. Oh yeah, we'll give him lip service. Of course we need God. But we don't live that way. We don't live as people who are dependent on the Lord. We live as people who are dependent on money and on the banking system and on the government. Come on. I mean, we should be able to do a little better than that. We want to be dependent on the Lord. We want to have faith in him. We want to rely on him. What did Jesus say in the gospel? Oh, you of little faith. Because they were worried about what they were going to eat and they were worried about what they were going to wear. Welcome to America once again. We can't fit our clothes into our closets because we're so concerned that somehow either we have to be like everybody else or we got to fit in or I don't have enough. Like, really, how much do we need? So we're worried about the money. We're worried about our clothes. We're worried about our food. We're worried about all these things, exactly the very points that Jesus told us in the gospel today not to be anxious and worried about. And for those who are, he said, you of little faith. Well, I'm afraid most of us have to say guilty as charged. So once again, it comes back to that question that I started with. Are we really seeking first the kingdom of God and his way of righteousness? If we are, then we'll totally trust him. We're not going to be worried. We're not going to be anxious. We're going to be at peace because our focus is on him. Our focus is about serving him. We don't have to worry about all this stuff. We can actually be children of God. We can be, as Jesus said, unless you become like little children. Not childish, childlike. To have total confidence, total trust. Just to go out and be joyful and not worry about all this stuff. Imagine how nice life would be if we actually did what Jesus told us to do. He came down, he gave us the way of freedom. And instead we choose the way of slavery. It doesn't make sense. But it's what's all around us, and so we're caught up in it. Thankfully, it's all going to come crashing down one of these days. Then we really have a choice to make. Because we aren't going to be able to rely on the blasted money. We're not going to worry about if we have the latest fashions because it isn't going to matter. We don't know where the food's going to come from except that God will take care of it. And we will actually learn, just like the Israelites did in the desert, in the honeymoon period in the desert, where they had to draw close to God, they had to learn to rely on him, to depend on him and to trust him. That's what we have coming. What a gift. But most people don't see it that way. Instead, most people are scared of it. They're afraid. Or I guess, using our Lord's word today, they're anxious. Because we don't trust him. Because we're not seeking him first with our whole heart and soul and strength. So that's what we want to try to work toward. Really look at that in prayer and ask yourself, what steps do I need to take to be able to really have God first? To be seeking his kingdom. What am I seeking instead? What do I need to change if I was really seeking his kingdom? Exactly what we pray for in the Our Father every day, thy kingdom come. Am I seeking his way of righteousness, the holiness of God, to cooperate with him, to be able to grow and become the saint that he wants me to be? Those are the kinds of things that we need to be looking at. And again, if we can start working ourselves in that direction, what a blessing. Because as this stuff all continues to work itself out, we'll already be well-founded. We'll have our feet firmly on the rock instead of on the sand that's going to get blown around. The house is going to fall down. But the house built on the rock won't. And that'll be you if you're founded on Jesus Christ. If you are truly seeking Him first, His way of righteousness, His kingdom, and then you can be at peace. The house not only stands firm, but in that firmness, because it is relying solely on the Lord.